Welcome to the HR Like a Boss podcast. Join John Bernatovich as he embarks on a journey to get to know amazingly awesome HR and business professionals to understand what it takes to do HR like a boss. Each week, John chats with professionals with a wealth of knowledge and practical experience to help you tackle HR's biggest challenges. If you enjoy the show, don't forget to subscribe, hit the 5-star rating, and share it with your HR friends. John is a father, husband, competitive golfer, author of HR Like a Boss, and founder of Willery, a professional services firm dedicated to HR and payroll technology and people. He is devoted to transforming the workplace by empowering the HR and payroll communities to navigate their ever-evolving business landscape with ownership and passion. You're listening to the HR Like a Boss podcast, hosted by John Bernatovich.
Welcome again to another episode of the HR Like a Boss podcast. I'm your host, John Bernatovich. Super excited today to be joined by CJ Favozzo. So CJ and I met as a part of a program that we have here at HR Like a Boss in Willery, where we support graduating seniors and encouraging them to get their SHRM certification. And CJ was one of those standout students, recently graduated from JCU, Go Blue Streaks. And I want to give a big welcome to CJ. Welcome to the HR Like a Boss podcast.
Yeah, thanks, John. The pleasure. It's a pleasure to be here, honestly, with you and be able to talk about HR and talk about the things that I love to do.
Awesome. Well, let me just share real quick why I asked CJ to be on the show. And I hope he's not overly intimidated because he's literally in his first half year of a professional career. But he's worked quite a bit prior to his time at John Carroll and while at John Carroll. So probably one of the coolest experiences for me is the professor that I work with at John Carroll invited me to be a part of kind of the end of school year celebration for some of the business students. And I was fortunate to sit at CJ's table. And CJ's biggest fan is his mom, and she was just beaming with excitement, and her grin from ear to ear you could have seen outside of the room. And she couldn't tell me enough great things about her son and all the success that he had before going to John Carroll, during it, and the small little accolade of getting his SHRM certification. So I had a chance to get to know CJ as a part of that celebration, and he really stood out to me. And I said, you know what? You need to be on my podcast. And without hesitation, he said, okay. And here we are. Is that how you remember this story, CJ?
Yeah, I just remember my mom making sure she told you everything about me. That's what I remember the most. She's the biggest cheerleader. That's my mother.
Well, you know what? Take advantage of that as long as you can, because I know there's nothing more prideful at least for me, to see my kids do well in life. And maybe at some point you'll understand why your mom beams with joy and excitement for you in all the things you've had success in. So, all right. So CJ, the show is all about HR. It's HR Like a Boss. I got a couple questions for you, and then we'll do a commercial break. I have a couple more questions, and I'll get you out of here on all things HR Like a Boss. So that being said, how would you describe, CJ, your perspective of the purpose of human resources?
Well, John, this is actually a really good question. When I went into college, I had no idea what HR was. I've always known that HR, you were either sent there, or if you were going to get fired, or either you got in trouble with something. Like maybe you set something on fire, although that might be the police, but you went to them if you were in trouble. So when I went to college, I ended up picking this management HR major. And I'm like, what is HR? I really didn't know. And throughout my 4 years, I ended up getting a little bit better with knowing what HR was. And really what I think it is it's like the spine of a company. Without HR or anything, how is a company supposed to move forward? How are you supposed to keep stepping without this HR? So with HR, I do think you need a total, like with the premise of HR, you need a total HR strategy. And with that, that's where I come in as a compensation analyst. I kind of contribute to that HR strategy, but you need to have this unified vision of what is HR at your company. And with that, you can continue to move a company forward. How do you motivate people? How do you reward people? So, and I would also add this to culture as well. We're not culture owners, as I like to say with HR. We're culture drivers. So if there's something with culture that needs to be touched on, if there's something that needs to be kind of elevated a little bit more, especially with your mission, vision, values with a company, I think HR is where we're going to step in and we're going to help drive a little, we're going to drive that culture. We're not going to own it, but we're going to try and make sure you understand as a company, what is our culture? What do we stand for as a company?
Awesome, CJ. Sound like a seasoned pro with that response. And people are probably scratching their head. Wait a second. He literally just graduated from John Carroll this year. And here he is spouting off all this knowledge and wisdom and bringing his lens as a compensation expert and his ability to see kind of that side of things as a holistic part or an important part of the holistic HR strategy. So CJ, maybe if you wouldn't mind, help my listeners kind of get a path of your journey into business. I know your mom told the story and you'll do a much better job of giving mm-hmm. some of the insights. So how did you start your work career? Tell us a little bit about what that was like and what that journey entailed.
Yeah, absolutely, John. I love telling this story. When I was 14 years old, for some reason, you know, everybody wanted an Xbox or something. I wanted to go get a paycheck. That was what I just wanted to do, was to go work and get started with it. So I actually worked at McDonald's when I was 14. I started there as a crew member, taking orders, cleaning the floors. And 4 years after that, I became a manager when I turned 18. And that's where I kind of got this whole idea of what is management. I didn't know what it was to be a leader. So becoming this manager at McDonald's, and, you know, a lot of people say, you know, McDonald's, it's great for, you know, it's great for a lot of things. And it was great for me to be able to learn, like, what is management? What can I define myself as a leader? What's my leadership strategy? So with the management, I learned like how to motivate my team a lot, what type of leader I am too. I learned that I am accountable for what my team does. So when I become manager of wherever I go in the future, I am going to be accountable for what my team does. You know, that's all part of management. And especially giving critical feedback, not negativity feedback, but just critical feedback that helps employees just uplift themselves. They did something wrong. I'm there to help correct them. I'm there to guide them as they go along. So that's what I really like learned a lot at McDonald's. And, you know, people, oh, it's fast food. It's not really the business world. Well, it gave me a lot of life lessons. And I took those into John Carroll when I was selecting majors coming into the college. And I saw this management HR major. And I'm like, oh, I really like management. What's this HR thing? As I just talked about, I had no idea what HR was. So I ended up becoming this management HR major and ended up loving it throughout my 4 years. I love the business school at John Carroll so much, I picked up another major. So I graduated with MHR and marketing. So I just loved how John Carroll was with the business school. I loved how the concept of business worked, how management worked, and how marketing worked. It just really intrigued me. And that's how I really got to step foot into this business world. And I can't regret anything that I did from it.
That's awesome. That's so cool. So I got to ask you, what was your motivation to have that paycheck when you were back 14 years old? Again, like you said, your friends were out maybe throwing the ball around or riding their bikes or motorcycles or playing Xbox. And here you are saying, no, I want to actually go to work so I can get paid. Were you trying to buy something, CJ? Was there something you had on your mind that you wanted to get?
John, you caught me. I wanted to buy an iPhone. I didn't have an iPhone until I started working at McDonald's, because then I ended up buying my first one. I had this little Samsung Galaxy phone. And I was like, I really want an iPhone. So that's what motivated me after maybe like 3 months working there or something. I was like, I'm going to go buy this iPhone. And that's what I ended up working for.
That's really cool. Now you fast forward the tape, you worked at McDonald's through and eventually a management career. You got a double major at John Carroll. Now you're in compensation, trying to strategize on how to motivate people. And you're trying to figure out what's the iPhone that these employees are going to be incented by, so you can strategize from a comp standpoint. That's really cool. Well, hey, CJ, I'm going to take a real quick break, commercial break. Let our sponsor say a few words. And when we get back, for those listening, CJ's got a lot of wisdom to share on how compensation can be a part of your HR strategy.
Today's episode is brought to you by Willery, your trusted partner in solving HR and payroll challenges. Are you struggling to fill HR and payroll, those talent gaps in your organization? Worried about getting a return on your investment in HR and payroll technology? With Willery by your side, you'll solve these problems. At Willery, your challenges are their priorities. They're passionate about empowering people by ensuring the right people and the right technology are in place for HR and payroll. There's no workforce problem too small or too big for Willery. Their team can help you bridge those staffing talent gaps and ensure you see a substantial ROI on your HR and payroll investments. Don't let HR and payroll issues hold you back. Visit Willery.com today and empower your workforce. That's Willery, your HR and payroll problem solvers.
All right, we're back. Thank you so much for listening to our shameless plug. We're on with CJ, who is a comp analyst at one of our large retail publicly traded companies in Northeast Ohio. Super excited to have him on the show. Former college student at John Carroll graduate, and excited for him to be on the HR Like a Boss podcast. Okay, so CJ, I know your area of expertise is in compensation. Tell me your view after the period of time you've been working in your role. How does compensation fit into the overall HR strategy?
Yeah, totally. So what I came to realize too very quickly when I took my first actually compensation class at John Carroll, I didn't know the difference between compensation and pay. I thought they were about the same thing. I thought you got your paycheck and that was about it. Wow, did that really like open my eyes to seeing how you could strategize paying someone to do better in their job, to love their job, and to contribute to your company's like mission, vision, values. That's what I've like loved the most about compensation, was being able to get into that. I really feel that with a solid compensation strategy, you are able to motivate employees to a degree. You know, there's these new reports that are coming out that saying pay and compensation, your wage doesn't really matter in a company. A lot of people are looking more for these intrinsic values. They're looking for, do they get feedback? Are they getting education or anything, some kind of like intrinsic reward, from their job. So with that, I kind of like mix that into compensation. So how can I really motivate these people to get something a little intrinsic, and kind of mix in like, how do I get them motivated? Even they might not be motivated by pay. So what I really strive for a lot is the pay for performance model. I really think if you are performing your job well, you do performance reviews, and you're able to really say that to your manager, you're able to tell your manager, I'm doing a great job, I think rewarding that person is what is the best thing you could do. Give them that feedback saying you're doing a great job. Let's also tie in this compensation piece to it. So I really think that's like the biggest thing I have with compensation that I've learned so far. It needs to also, with a compensation strategy, you always got to remember about equity and paying fair too. I think those are huge things that I learned as well too, making sure you're fair to everyone in your company when it comes to that kind of stuff. And then with a solid compensation strategy, you always want to try, if your company doesn't have a compensation strategy, let's say, you know, there's only payroll coordinators or something, and you're an HR generalist or something like that, get your executive leader or get your director involved with this compensation strategy. Say you have an idea for how you want to motivate your employees at your company, and go with the compensation strategy. Go talk to them. Go say, I want to pay for performance. I want to pay more equitably. Go with the data, tell your executive leader. And this way they can see the different results and they can hear you out when you talk about this kind of stuff. And that's what I've really learned about. I think compensation is super interesting. I think some of the people listening think, no, that's really boring. But I would contest that and say benefits is boring. But I'm probably going to get hate on that one for anyways. But I think you can build ground up with compensation. You can mold it to the way you think you want it to be, and you can help excel your company forward. And that's all part of being a part of the HR strategy of your company, is having a solid total rewards compensation strategy.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. CJ, I certainly think that one of the components you mentioned is critical, at least from how we try to operate our business here at Willery, and that we encourage our clients. And you talk about that pay for performance and the performance reviews. It's critical to make sure that, at least from my perspective, that we set proper expectations with our team members and employees, what we expect out of them to do in their job. And there has to be some form of measurable of that, so that it's kind of like you mentioned, okay, you weren't into video games, more into getting that iPhone, but video games are very intriguing and addictive because they create a various stages of reward for people, and they want to keep getting more of those coins or different stages of the game. And it's, to me, really important, like, let's say for you as a comp analyst in your current role, it better be clear to you what your primary one or two main objectives are that you're supposed to do in your job. And can we measure that clearly on a consistent basis? So you can say, I had a good day at work today because of X or Y. And we measure that. And if you do that well, and the company performs well enough to have money left over or extra money to pay out those bonuses, then you would be really primed to be able to get that bonus. So clearly setting expectations on what we expect, defining what it is, measuring it consistently, and rewarding it in the CJ's world of compensation sounds like a perfectly formulated strategy. We won't go into the whole benefits thing because in total rewards, I know comp people have to get along with the benefits people. I know you said that tongue in cheek for sure, because eventually you're going to probably be running total rewards and you're going to have a different viewpoint of all things as it comes to that perspective. So, well, hey, CJ, you've been an awesome guest. I'm going to get you out of here like I do all guests of the show with one simple question. How would you describe someone that does HR like a boss?
Yeah. So I'm going to speak to everyone that's listening, and I really want to touch on young professionals, college students. When you, to be an HR like a boss, get out there. You can be an HR like a boss even if you don't have a career yet. If you're in college, you can still HR like a boss. Get involved with the HR community. I know Cleveland, if you're listening from Cleveland, we have a huge HR network around here. CSHRM just went to one of their events. It was an incredible experience. Find local events like that and then start building relationships with people in the field. That's how you can, as a young professional, college student, get out there and start learning about the field, start seeing what you like in HR, especially you're going into these entry-level roles, HR specialist, HR coordinator, anything. Start thinking about what you like in HR. There's so many branches you can go. That's my biggest advice. I learned very on that I really like the money, so I was going to go with compensation. So I also think too, if you want to HR like a boss, listening to your employees is huge. I've always loved hearing people's stories. I'm really big into just sitting there and listening to stories that my friends used to tell. I used to work in different places where other people tell me different stories. I love that part of HR. Make sure you're listening to your employees. If they are telling you stuff that you may not want to hear or that might be hard to hear, that's okay. Start internalizing it. How could you act on it if you need to? I think that's one of the biggest things. And then I would also add to, you know, continually develop yourself as a professional. Look for those opportunities that I mentioned. Even if you are a seasoned professional executive in your company, go out there and go to different events. Go say, hey, I want to go to this SHRM event. I want to go to this area-wide event or something. Just to get out there and start developing yourself professionally. It's all about continual learning and being an HR like a boss, continually learn and be able to expand your horizons with stuff in business and in HR.
Well, CJ, you filled my heart up with such joy when you shared that answer. You did an amazing job on this show, and I cannot tell you the reason why we have started the program that you were a part of there at John Carroll was exactly for that reason, to expose the newer professionals and human resources to the power of the passion that HR professionals have. You saw that. We were at that event together and certainly saw the power of people coming together in the Cleveland SHRM chapter to support one another and have a good time and learn. And I think that's the power of it. That's what we want to do. Get you more access quicker to that community so that you can A, create that fellowship, you can make new friends along the way, you can build your network, and oh, I'm forced as a result of keeping my SHRM certification, I have to continue to develop myself going to these sessions. There was a method to the madness, CJ, and you're living proof that it can be a success. And thank you for being awesome.
Yeah, you got me hooked into that for a while now. Yeah, there are 6 years till it expires.
You're hooked for sure. Well, hey, CJ, I'll do a quick recap. You shared a lot of great things, probably too many for me to mention, but you talked about the importance of HR feeling like the spine of the organization, helping the company move forward and ensuring that you are appropriately aligned, that your business has a sound HR strategy. and that you're really helping not only to dictate the culture, but to drive the culture and to support it in the spirit of that HR strategy. And specifically for you, I know as a comp analyst, you care a lot about the money part and how people get paid and how their compensation happens. You talked about these intrinsic compensation strategies as a part of your overall HR and total rewards payment strategy. And then when we were talking about doing HR like a boss, you mentioned the importance of being involved, making sure that you take advantage of all the great resources that are out there in that HR community and continuing to develop yourself and as an opportunity to create fellowship with people at work and outside of it, to listen to them intently. They'll tell you some really cool stories along the way. CJ, home run. Great job.
Thank you. Appreciate it, John. It's been a great pleasure being here.
Thanks for checking out the HR Like a Boss podcast. If you've enjoyed today's conversation, you're in for a treat with the book HR Like a Boss. It's filled with more stories and valuable insights that can truly impact your HR career. The journey doesn't end here. Visit www.hrlikeaboss.com to join the largest community of amazingly awesome human resources professionals who are committed to doing HR like a boss. Stay connected with us on social media, and don't forget to hit that subscribe button, rate, and review. Your feedback helps us deliver content that matters to you. Reach out to join directly at john@willery.com. Until next time, let's continue to aspire to do amazingly awesome HR.